It is time for the weekly pep talk with my mom. And in case you're new to our podcast, this is just a couple minutes to play on a Sunday, just to get your mind right, something to think about. Doesn't take a lot of time. Boom. Just escape from maybe scrolling on. Maybe, hell, you might be scrolling as you're listening. You can scroll and also do my mom's weekly pep talk. So anyway, we're back with new shows this week. We can't wait to be here with you. Hopefully you're staying warm wherever you are. Even San Diego people are complaining about it being cold right now. So hopefully it's actually just started snowing here in Maryland. Stay warm, and I'll see you tomorrow for a brand new episode of Certified Mama's Boy.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Tomorrow is Martin Luther King Day. And I think it's so important for us to pause and think about what this man really did for the freedom of so many in our country and the beliefs that he held so true to his heart. He would have been 92 years old this year. And today, his life still makes such an impact on everything that we do. So one of the quotes that I want to share with you is one that really touches me because it inspired me in my work at Rainbow Village. And he said, "All I'm saying is simply this, that all life is interrelated, that somehow we're caught in an inescapable network of mutuality tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly." And as most of you who listen to this podcast know, Rainbow Village is a community for homeless families with children. And one of the reasons that I was so inspired to do this work was in working with a young family that had a 10-year-old grandson, and they were living in poverty. He was living with his grandparents because his parents were drug dealers and they were both in prison. And this family had very little to eat, a very shabby house, but they had such hope, such inspiration in their hearts to do better for their grandson. And as I got to know them, I realized that they, too, were entitled to all the same liberties and freedom that myself and my family are entitled to. And that if there was anything I could do to help that family, that one family, then the ripple effect of that would be tremendous. Because if this young man grows up and has the freedoms and the rights and the educational opportunities and the career opportunities that we all need and deserve, then he will pass it on for many generations to come. And that led me to Rainbow Village, to working with homeless families with children, to know that whatever I could do to impact their lives would be a ripple effect to many, many more lives in the future. So think about it on Martin Luther King Day. What is it that you're doing in your life to make the world a better place, to make your community stronger, to stand up for what you believe in, to understand that we are all linked together and that what affects one affects us all? Have a great week. Love you forever.